views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Happy Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. It's a little brisk out there today, a little chilly, although it is sunny, and that feels really good. Hey, Tom Walston here, your host for Adventures in Recovery. Every Tuesday at 1:30 here at KVSHLP, Vashon, your listener-supported Island Connection at 101.9 FM. So, you know, we talk about recovery. Recovery comes in many, 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 many different forms. For some people, it's substance. For some people, it's behaviors. It could be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And some require a little bit of extra support in achieving their goals in recovery. And I thought today it might be a good time to talk a little bit about describing what the 12 steps are all about. And I don't mean just the 12 steps in regard to AA. I'm talking about the 12 steps of Stoicism as well. Are you familiar with Stoicism? Well, I was reading a report by Tony Hart, who is known as the Sober Curator. And he does some fascinating reports about Stoicism, and that's coming from a person that is in long-term recovery himself. But we're going to be exploring the integration of Stoic principles within the framework of the 12 steps of AA and other recovery programs as well. As individuals navigating the journey of recovery, we often encounter challenges that test, among other things, our resilience, our resolve, and the understanding of the world around us. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers valuable insights and practical wisdom that can profoundly enrich our recovery process. And you don't actually have to even be in recovery to apply some of these principles to enhance and enrich and improve your life. Now, Stoicism, which was founded in ancient Greece by philosophers such as Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius, emphasizes the development of inner strength, virtue, and a mindset focused on acceptance of what we cannot control. Does that sound familiar? The things we cannot change. In many ways, these teachings align closely with the foundational principles of 12-step programs, which encourage individuals to surrender to a higher power. Now, when I say higher power, that can be whatever you choose for it to be. Some of us have grown up with maybe a skewed religious philosophy that we may or may not have agreed with. So higher power doesn't necessarily mean organized religion. Higher power just means something that's bigger than yourself. It could be the universe. It could be energy. It could be nature, it could be God, it could be any number of things. So it also, it encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and cultivate a life of honesty, humility, and service. That's step 12. In this discussion, we're going to delve into various aspects of Stoicism and how they can be applied to the journey of recovery. From understanding the dichotomy of control to practicing resilience in the face of adversity. Each post will offer practical insights and actionable steps to integrate Stoic philosophy into our daily lives. So, whether you are new to Stoicism, a seasoned practitioner, or simply curious about how ancient wisdom can inform modern approaches to recovery, join us on this exploration of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. Together, let us uncover the timeless truths that can illuminate our path to serenity, sobriety, and spiritual awakening.
It gets easier as we get older. It gets easier to say, not today. And it gets easier as we get older to say, go away, but not today. I don't have to do one damn thing that I don't want to do, except for missing you, and that won't go away. It gets easier to say some other time. It gets easier to tell the world to wait. And it gets easier to watch the world fly by and tell it I'll catch up, but not today. I don't have to do one damn thing that I don't want to do, except for missing you, and that won't go away. Except for missing you, and that won't go away.
Great song called It Gets Easier. So, and yes, it does get easier. So we're talking today about Stoicism. We're talking about the connection between Stoicism and 12-step programs. So the history of the 12 steps in Alcoholics Anonymous, which is just one of the many, 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 many 12-step programs, is a testament to the power of community, compassion, and personal transformation. Developed in the 1930s by Bill Wilson, who was a stockbroker, and Dr. Bob Smith, who was a surgeon, the 12 steps emerged from their shared struggles with alcoholism and their desire to find a solution to their addiction. So keep in mind, they were there too. They needed some help to get out of their particular issue of alcohol. And drawing from their own experiences and the principles of spiritual and psychological growth, Wilson and Smith crafted a series of guiding principles aimed at helping individuals achieve and maintain sobriety. The 12 steps outline a path of self-examination, acceptance, and spiritual awakening, emphasizing the importance of humility, honesty, and service to others. Initially codified in the book Alcoholics Anonymous, commonly referred to as the Big Book, these steps have since become the cornerstone of AA and, as I mentioned before, countless other recovery programs worldwide. Through the fellowship of AA meetings, individuals gather to share their experiences, strengths, and hopes, finding support and encouragement in their journeys toward sobriety. Yes, that's exactly how it works. So over the 12 years, the 12 steps have proven to be a transformative force in the lives of millions, offering a roadmap for personal growth, emotional healing, and spiritual renewal. As we explore the history of the 12 steps in AA, we honor the legacy of those who have walked this path before us and celebrate the enduring power of hope, resilience, and the human spirit in the face of addiction. So, while AA was the first to adopt the 12 steps, the approach has been adapted and adopted by other organizations, as I mentioned, such as Narcotics Anonymous, NA, Gamblers Anonymous, GA, Overeaters Anonymous, OA, and Al-Anon, just to name a few.
1, 2, 3...
Been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I've ever felt. drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken, I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause, baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause, baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
Of the artists that I do feature on my show here, not all of them, but a lot of them, while maintaining a lot of their anonymity, are people in recovery themselves. And one of the main reasons several of them, in fact, most of them, are less than anonymous about that is because they too are helping to reduce the stigma that addiction and alcoholism has attached to it, you know. A lot of people could be your next door neighbor, it could be your doctor, it could be your postman, it could be any number of people could be alcoholic. Now, I consider myself an alcoholic, even though I haven't had a drink for many, many, many years. All it means is that alcohol, once it enters my system, metabolizes in a different way than normal people. And when I say the word normal, it just means nothing more than the majority of the population out there. Some people may have inherited an addictive gene. It could be genetic for some people. Doesn't have to be, but it certainly could be. So maybe you aren't really originally not the person to blame. It just reacts different. After that first drink or first substance, our brain's stop button has been broken a long time ago. So when I say that, it means all bets are off after that first drink. So that's what I mean by that. So the 12 steps, each step addresses something different. And if you think you might have an issue with a substance, well, one of the ways to possibly look at that would be attend a meeting. And by the way, on Vashon, there are actually more meetings than there are days of the week. Some days there's more than one 12-step meeting. And some days there are one, some are in the morning, some are in the evening, some are in the afternoon. And if you ever want a schedule of when those meetings happen, just feel free to stop in at Vashon Youth and Family Services. I have a whole stack of brightly colored schedules that show every single day. Almost all of them are live as opposed to on Zoom. So check it out. The only requirement for attendance is a desire to stop drinking. That's all you have to look at.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries, and they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight, and in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly, for angels to fly. Just under the upper hand, I'm going mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight, and in a pipe she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. An angel will die covered in white, I'm hoping for a better life. This time we'll fade out tonight, straight down the line. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight, in the pipe fly to the motherland, or sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
Next week, we're going to be taking a look at actually some of the 12 steps and see what those are all about. We'll go into depth a little bit with those.
Walking home and talking lows, seeing shows in evening clothes with you, from nervous touch and getting drunk, to staying up and waking up with you. And I was sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. This delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you and I'll be me? Everything that's broke, leave it to me. From throwing clothes across the floor to teething claws and slamming doors at you. This is all we're living for. Why are we doing it, doing it, doing it anymore? I used to recognize myself. It's funny our affections change, and we're becoming something else. I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go.
Sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's around. And yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here. Well, why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my. I just wanna dance all night. And I'm all messed up, I'm so out loud. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner, watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. And oh, I'm not.
This is Tom Walston urging all of you to take care of each other, watch out for each other, and be safe, everyone.